Hi, this is a dictation for Everly Thomas, E-V-E-R-L-E-T-H-O-M-A-S. Everly Thomas, date of birth is 8-23-96, date of accident 4-12-2022, and date of service is 10-11-2022. The patient is here after a delay of 4 months. She was last seen on 5-3-2022. The adjuster from the insurance company reported there was no medical coverage for this patient. It appears that the patient is now going under the uninsured motor claim. The attorney from the JC Auto Law and the legal secretary have confirmed that they will be pursuing the claim under uninsured motorist coverage and also third-party coverage, in which the patient has a chance to get paid. And hence, we are requested to continue the treatment, and we will. The patient reports that there was something wrong with the insurance company, but she doesn't know. Her attorney is working at it. And at this time, patient has an ongoing complaint of pain in the neck, which is around 6. Upper back pain is 5. Lower back pain is 7. She also allegedly has pain shooting down to her right upper arm up to the elbow, currently from the neck. And the patient has headaches, which are around 7. And patient also reports pain in both the knees, making it difficult to continue working. And occasionally, patient has numbness and tingling in the right thigh anteriorly, and it does not go below the knee. On the left side, patient does not have any numbness tingling it used to be before. Allegedly, she was involved in an accident, and she was on Lodge Freeway, where her tire blew out on the left driver's side, and she was driving in the middle lane. After losing the control, she hit the median and car was completely total. And she reported that her car was completely damaged in the front. She injured her left knee to the dashboard and chest to the steering wheel, and head hit into the steering wheel and dashboard, and the right forehead also hit into the steering wheel. As a result, she also has a bleeding in the nose and a black eye in the right side. Multiple contusion on the forehead happened. The patient started having headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blood vessels. Today, she reported that she has headaches, but the other symptoms are not present. No dizziness or vertigo or any seizures. Pain level has been varying from 6 to 7 most of the time. And ADLs are affected, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports there has not been any improvement in the symptoms, including headaches and pain. Her ADL mostly is affected in the area of mood, which is 7. The rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected at this time. The system review in neurology and psych patient report that there is headaches, and then there is a difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, depression, and panic. However, the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the eyes, or any history of fainting, blackout, seizures. No history of confusion or disorientation. Further, the patient denies any loss of memory, loss of lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness area, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back, and also in the right shoulder, and history of stiffness in the neck and the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, or any other trouble. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, and there is no shortness of breath. There is no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has worsened because no treatment has been provided. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the following, that the blood pressure is 114 over 69, pulse is 68, and pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which was on 5-3-2022. The dictation number is 0607-046. The the changes will happen in the following area. General review is the same. In the area of musculoskeletal examination, please mention that in the paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C2 to L5 all along, as well as spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle is present. Trapezius muscle is also present all throughout, especially in the upper part of the fibers of the trapezius muscle. And the spine tenderness is present in bilateral sacroiliac joint area. Hypertonicity of two plexus is still noticed in the paravertebral muscles. The range of motion is the same as previous visit, and the maneuvers that are listed are also the same from the previous visit. The extremities examination has a positive finding of the knees. That is also from the previous visit. Diagnosis from the previous visit. Plan of care. The patient has been advised to continue following medications, which are Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day, muscle relaxer, Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Tramadol ER 100 mg for pain relief, Lunest 1 mg 30 tablets for sleep, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for pain relief, for stomach protection, and Voltaren gel 3% is given for topical pain relief along with lidocaine patches. Furosemide are provided 60 tablets, one or two every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. One refill has been also been provided. Our MAPS were reviewed, a new laboratory for toxicology screen has been obtained, and she will be returning back in 15 days for a follow-up visit, and this is the end of dictation. Thank you.